Welcome to The Stream. I'm Heidi Jo Castro. It's now a year since Al Jazeera correspondent Shireen Abu Akleh was killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank, and no one has been held to account. As the fight for justice continues, Palestinian journalists continue to run the risk of assault and detention by Israel. Today, a panel of reporters reflects on Shireen's inspirational legacy and talk to me about the challenges they face while covering the realities of Palestinian life. Joining today's conversation, Jalal Abu Qatar is a journalist based in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem. Bira Sajwari is a journalist and writer who has reported on the experiences of Palestinians living in Israel. She is in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. And Maram Humaid is an Al Jazeera reporter based in the besieged Gaza Strip. Hello, everyone. I cannot believe it has already been a year since Shireen's killing, and really we are not that much closer to finding justice for her. But first I want to ask you how people who she gave voice to for so many years, how they are remembering her on the anniversary of her death. We'll go to you first, Jalal, in occupied East Jerusalem.
Hi, thank you for having us, first of all. It's really hard to believe that it's been a year. Anyone who's known Shireen, who's ever worked with Shireen, and especially her colleagues who've actually worked with her on the field and have shared a lot of time, and the ones who were close to her, we're not over this grief. We know no one's been held accountable, justice has not been served, but we're still marking this anniversary. It's been a year since we've lost Shireen. You know, there's been a lot of events, a lot of groups coming out to commemorate Shireen's legacy. I've seen that there's been the announcement of a museum and an educational institution for journalism. It's going to be sponsored by Al Jazeera and it will be opening in Ramallah. There was a declaration of this on the anniversary of Shireen's death. And there's been reports coming out that highlight Israel's repeated pattern in killing journalists, and not a single soldier would be held accountable for the targeting and killing of Palestinian journalists. People from all over are commemorating her legacy and remembering Shireen in Palestine and abroad. She's left a strong mark on all of us, and this is what we would like it to be stronger even in the future and carry on with her legacy.
And Vera, in the occupied West Bank, tell me what the feeling is like on the streets on this anniversary of Shireen's death.
It feels like a national mourning day. Everybody, it's not just journalists, but especially journalists. We came together to lay the cornerstone for the museum Jalal spoke about. Mm-hmm. It's a very exciting initiative and project, but it's very sad that we're doing it after a year of her killing. The wound is still as fresh as if it happened yesterday. Wow. I can't remember a single conversation with my fellow colleagues and journalists and photojournalists without mentioning Shireen, even those who don't know her. Her legacy goes beyond the people who knew her. And it's very, very hard. I can't even put it in words. Yeah. Today, at the museum, laying the foundation for the museum, we greeted each other without even cracking a smile. It was too hard to smile. It was too painful, really. To just imagine that a year went by without anyone being held accountable, right, despite multiple independent and international investigations that concluded that an Israeli sniper shot and killed Shireen.
Right. And Maram, you're coming to us from Gaza. It is a very difficult time right now in the Gaza Strip, and yet you are also remembering the memory of Shireen. How are people feeling on the streets right now?
Yes, Heidi, this day was very special. I can say that as a journalist, I marked the day of Shireen by just being just doing what Shireen has used to do when she was on the field. We commemorated this day by reporting and going into the field, writing and filing stories, listening to the voices of people who were who are victims and who were killed and injured by Israeli airstrikes that are ongoing until this moment. So we are entering the third day of the latest Israeli escalation on the Gaza Strip. And this is, this time is very tense. It's very, it's full of, stories, and it's stressful moments for us as journalists who are, obliged to stay in the field, following the news and chasing, the airstrikes that are, that hit Gaza, across the Gaza Strip. We are doing what Shireen used to do. She was in the field. She was always there to perform her job as a journalist. Right. Maybe marking the day of her assassination by being in the field is another response to the Israeli occupation that no one will silence or will silence the Palestinian voice or the Palestinian journalist voice.
And continuing that job, absolutely, Maram, continuing that job is an incredible tribute to Shireen, and we will ask more about just how difficult that job has become for you all. But first, I wanted to turn to Doha as well, because Shireen was a dear colleague at Al Jazeera for many years, and this is how she was remembered at the network's headquarters.
It's been 1 year since Shireen was assassinated, and it feels like we are still grieving because justice has not been made. We are here to reiterate that justice needs to be made, not just for Shireen, for every journalist killed, Al Jazeera's journalists, but other journalists. We saw how journalists killed in Ukraine are treated differently. 2 days later, a criminal international investigation is being done to seek justice for them. That's not the case for Shireen 1 year later, and she is an American citizen as well as Palestinian. We're here to remind the world that we will never relent from seeking justice.
And Jalal, it was in December that Al Jazeera submitted the formal request to the International Criminal Court to open an investigation, and really we have had no updates. We believe there has been no action. Can you tell me if there's anything you know or on the updates of the other investigations into Shireen's death?
This is the unfortunate part. There has been an investigation opened by the FBI for Shireen being a US citizen, but there's been radio silence by the US government, by the administration. Radio silence after having made vague promises, perhaps, or not even promises, vague statements saying they will follow up with their investigation. So there's not much hope, and the family of Shireen recognize that the path of justice will be difficult, and they need to be persistent, whether it's in the US or going to courts in Europe. The International Criminal Court had three complaints submitted, one by Al Jazeera, seeking justice for Al Jazeera's journalists and the offices that were bombed by Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Another case by the Palestinian Press Syndicate, which is calling for justice for Shireen and all Palestinian journalists who have been killed by Israel in occupied territories. And a third one submitted by the Palestinian Authority, which is also seeking justice for Shireen. There's not been much progress on this international justice front, but it does not mean that we stop being persistent in seeking justice and accountability for Shireen's killers, no matter where they are. They could be right now shooting more Palestinians, killing more Palestinians. We don't even know who the soldiers are. This justice needs to be served, and this justice is necessary to stop future killings of journalists and to stop future killings of Palestinians.
Yeah, I would say there's been a lot of impatience and justifiable impatience from journalists across the world why it's taking so long for action to be taken. I want to bring in another voice from our community, Alice Speary, who is a reporter with The Intercept.
Shireen Abu Akleh was one of hundreds of Palestinians who were killed by Israeli forces each year, including many journalists. But she was also one of several American citizens who have been killed by Israel with no consequence. In her case, for the first time ever, the U.S. government eventually launched its own independent investigation. But that only came months after she was killed and after a large-scale pressure campaign, including by members of Congress. While the FBI investigation is ongoing, it shouldn't take such an effort to get the U.S. government to do something to get accountability for the killing of one of its citizens, particularly by a country whose military the U.S. funds to the tune of billions.
Billions, indeed. $3.8 billion a year in security assistance from the U.S. to the Israeli state. And this is causing, like I said, some impatience and really aggravating advocates for the press. Here in the U.S. on May 3rd, across the world, in fact, it was World Press Freedom Day, and we saw the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, on stage, who was interrupted by this exchange.
The extradition request is totally in the
sun. 2 hours and not one word.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy, guys.
Not one word about journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, who was murdered by the Israeli forces in Palestine.
So watching that, I'm sure that you might feel some compassion, you know, for those who are demanding answers immediately. And that doesn't seem to be happening. Maram, are you still feeling hopeful that one day soon Shireen will finally see justice?
Actually, no. I'm not hoping any justice from the Israeli side. It's not about Shireen. It's about her Palestinian identity, her Palestinian nationality. We realized after Shireen's killing that no Palestinian is an exception in the front of the Israeli fire. Paramedics, children, teachers, Palestinians from all the spectrums are under the Israeli fire. And no one will follow up their cases in the international courts or by the international organizations. Every case, just like Shireen and other Palestinian journalists who were killed, you know, they are protected by the international laws or supposed to be protected. None of them, none of the Israeli soldiers or none of the Israeli occupation forces were held accountable for committing any crimes.
And
so
the three of you are supposed to be protected as journalists from international law, but you might have a different experience, specifically, you know, after the most far-right government in Israel's history was elected. So, Vera, I want to ask you, how does that make your job more difficult? What are the daily concerns you have to think about before you walk out the door?
Being killed, really. For me and my colleagues, every time we go in the field, not just to clashes, it could be a normal field day. We might take a wrong turn. We might get too close to something that the military doesn't want us to see. Or we might be covering a protest like the Flag Day, or what they call Jerusalem Day by the right-wing Israelis. I remember being among me and other journalists covering that at Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, being they spat at us, they hit us with the flags. And that's just to name a normal protest coverage. Imagine if we, what happens when we cover clashes, when we cover army raids, like the one Shireen was killed at during. And imagine just like the daily, the daily calculations that you have to take. Some journalists are freelancers. We all know that vests and helmets don't actually protect us. And some journalists just, if, especially if you're a freelancer, maybe you don't rent the full, or you don't have the full gear, protective gear. Yeah. Shireen was wearing full protective gear and still she wasn't protected. She was shot and killed. So all these calculations come into account each time we leave the door.
Yeah. Jalal, you wanted to jump in there?
Yeah, if I may just interject with a bit of perhaps optimism, the assassination of Shireen does have a chilling effect on Palestinian journalists. But something Palestinians know when they go out in the field is that there nothing about being a journalist, even though it's supposed to, but it doesn't protect you because the Israeli soldier looks at you, Israeli settler looks at you, and you're Palestinian in their eyes. You're an enemy. It doesn't matter if you're a journalist or if you're any other sort of Palestinian. So this is something we know, and I believe that with Shireen's killing and the fact that it's brought so many people together and it's mobilized many people, I've witnessed some incredible moments over the past year, moments of unity, moments of strength and bravery. And I've heard from young media students who are studying media, who've met Shireen in the past and who are even more inspired and more insisting on carrying on with Shireen's message to give the people their voice to speak and approach the people and tell the story of Palestine. I think Shireen has also left an inspiring mark on all those budding journalists who are willing to go into the field with this strength and inspiration. That's thanks to Shireen, of course.
Miram, is Jalal talking about someone like you right there?
Actually, you know, Shireen's death pushed us more and more to do more stories about Palestine and, you know, to find more stories and to have the same strength and the same faith that Shireen had in her life. And, you know, I can tell that, you know, many Palestinian journalists working in Gaza got affected by her death and got moved by her legacy, and they continued to fight until getting the truth and until, you know, passing the message to the audience and trying to do the best of the best in their job, because they saw that a veteran and a senior journalist like Shireen, who was killed for the sake of the truth. So it's also, it would be the fact for every Palestinian journalist, you have to do it, just to go ahead and face and to be like brave in front of, you know, in front of the fact and of passing the truth to the community you are reporting to.
Yeah, you're really on the front line there. And Vera, I know that Shireen was one of the reasons you even pursued this career in journalism. Can you tell me a little how you are carrying on her legacy?
When Shireen was killed, I started hearing from a lot of people in my generation, whether those who went into journalism or not, that she inspired them during the Second Intifada to be more determined to seek justice for Palestinians who are living under occupation. Shireen basically shaped my worldview, because I was a teenager during the Second Intifada and she was a rising star in a very male dominant back then field. And she was, her Arabic was flawless, her voice was very captivating, and her knowledge, she knew everything about everywhere in historic Palestine, the history, the politics. And she became a pillar of journalism that we all look up for. Mm-hmm. Her death added more determination, not just to my purpose in staying in journalism, also to many, many others. And as Jalal said, to budding journalists mm-hmm. who also see her as someone who achieved more benefits for the Palestinian cause than any politicians really or other journalists, I would say.
Yeah, and certainly there are so many who agree with you. I want to bring in one other voice from our community. This is Haya Abush Kadem, who sent in this video from Occupied West Bank.
Throughout the year, we Palestinians have tirelessly demanded justice for Shireen. We call on the International Criminal Court to immediately ensure that Israel is held accountable for killing Shireen and for its ongoing systematic targeting of Palestinian journalists. Despite Israel's apparent impunity, our pursuit for justice for Shireen continues as we continue to carry out the work she sacrificed her life for.
Well, in the final moments of our show, as we reflect on Shireen's legacy, I want to ask the three of you, what is the key to get some real action toward justice? Jalal.
Being persistent and not losing hope and not falling for despair, being optimistic about the fact that we can together be persistent about seeking justice, because what the Israelis want us is to fall into despair and desperation and lose hope and just accept the situation we're in. We will resist the situation. We will resist the situation they impose and seek justice no matter what.
Thank you, Jalal. Vera?
Justice will be served for Shireen only when we as Palestinian journalists can feel safe leaving the home, our homes, to continue the coverage, because Israel wants to silence us, wants to cancel our voices, and our determination to keep our voices heard is the best justice we can achieve.
And Maram, your final thoughts?
Actually, even in death, Shireen gives us Palestinian journalist lessons. She was a hero. She was loyal to the truth and to her noble message of journalism and her convention to convictions and her work and its importance was clearly translated and the sweeping love of people. And this is what we should look for as journalists. And keep talking about Shireen will bring her justice one day.
And, you know, I want to leave us with the latest numbers about just how dangerous it truly is to be a Palestinian journalist. This is from Gypsy Guyan Kaiser with the Committee to Protect Journalists.
Over the last 22 years, 20 journalists have been killed at the hands of the Israel Defense Forces. 18 of them were Palestinian, and the majority, 13 of them, were clearly marked press. It's unacceptable. This situation has caused a chilling effect among journalists who are afraid to go out and do their jobs or must take extraordinary precautions and accompanying risks to do so. We demand accountability.
So the fear is there may be a chilling effect on reporters, but to our three guests, I do not believe that is the case. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you guys will continue going out on the streets and doing your jobs bravely and extending Shireen's legacy. Thank you so much for joining us today. And that is all of our time today, but you can always find us online at stream.aljazeera.com. Thanks for watching.